From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As giant General Motors emerges from Chapter 11 bankruptcy today in a more speedy-than-expected manner, the automaker's chief executive is promising the new company will be more responsive to customer needs. GM CEO Fritz Henderson said today a new restructured General Motors will build cars and trucks customers want to buy.
To win, we need to stabilize and, in fact, grow our business around the globe, and particularly here in the United States. And that means building more of the gorgeous, high-quality, fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and crossovers the consumers want, and getting them to the market faster than ever before.
General Motors has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection just 40 days after falling under court supervision. GM hopes to generate enough cash to repay billions in federal loans ahead of a 2015 deadline. Insurance giant AIG is bracing for more controversy over its agreement to pay bonuses to company executives. A second round of bonuses are due to be paid soon, and AIG execs are asking the government for advice on how to proceed. NPR's Tom Jolton has more.
AIG's plan to pay bonuses to managers has been known for months. The company committed to pay them last year before it was hit by the financial crisis and had to be bailed out. U.S. taxpayers have since funneled $180 billion into AIG. The company's decision last spring to go ahead with a first round of bonuses brought a firestorm of protest on Capitol Hill. Before proceeding with another round, AIG executives are seeking advice from Kenneth Feinberg, the Obama administration's so-called compensation czar. Feinberg has the authority to veto or approve executive pay arrangements for some companies receiving U.S. government funds. The AIG bonuses predate that authority, but AIG executives would still like Feinberg's blessing in order to shield the company from more protests. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Following days of unrest in the capital of China's westernmost province, Muslims attended Friday prayers at some mosques. Other mosques, however, were ordered closed by authorities who feared further unrest. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
Many mosques here began the day with notices on their doors saying they were closed and urging the faithful to say their prayers at home. But at the White Mosque, around 100 ethnic Uyghurs talked their way into the building as armored vehicles and riot police stood by ready for trouble. Many mosques for Chinese Muslims other than Uyghurs remained open. The city appeared outwardly calm with large numbers of riot police in key areas. Arrests continued and authorities repeated their call for rioters to turn themselves in. The government has promised the death penalty for those responsible for the worst of this week's violence. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points today, ending the week at 8,146. The Nasdaq was up 3 points today. This is NPR. Illinois Senator Roland Burris made it official today, saying he will not run for a full term next year. Burris, in an official announcement, cited the burden of raising enough money to fund a campaign. Burris, currently the nation's only African-American U.S. senator, was appointed to the job by former Governor Rod Blagojevich. He filled the seat vacated by President Obama. However, Burris's first few months in office were plagued by scandal, including allegations over whether he sought to raise money for Blagojevich in exchange for the Senate appointment. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told State Department and aid workers today she is undertaking a review of the department. She says it would provide a better blueprint for advancing the administration's foreign policy objectives. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Secretary Clinton says that she wants to accelerate a transition away from old ideas and outmoded programs, so she's adopting the quadrennial review process that she says the Defense Department has used so effectively to make the case for funding request. She says the review would improve coordination between state and the United States Agency for International Development. That agency still has no director, and morale among staff is reportedly at an all-time low. Clinton says the review would help her allocate resources more efficiently and deploy people where they will have the most impact. Foreign affairs professionals welcome the review, which will be led by Deputy Secretary Jacob Liu, but may not quell the concerns of many aid workers who see assisting poor countries taking a backseat to foreign policy strategies. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Crude oil futures ended the week lower. Crude oil was down 52 cents a barrel to close at $59.89 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.